You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I was born in the USA, but because of my color, I'm suffering today. Because of my color, I'm suffering today. The white man preaching democracy, but in truth and in fact it's hypocrisy. Truth and in fact it's hypocrisy. So we want Martin Luther King for president. Tell the North, I go tell the South, mama.
Martin Luther King for president.
Spread the story all about.
Martin Luther King for president.
Join together now. Without a doubt, discrimination got to go. Lord, Lord, I can't take it no more.
Lord, you know we can't take it no more.
Preaching one thing, but they're practicing the next. Lord, Lord, I'm getting vexed.
Lord, you know I'm getting vexed.
So we want Martin Luther King for president. Tell the North and tell the South. Equality is what I crave, and I'll fight for it even to the grave.
Fight for it even to the grave.
Color of skin is not my line. Lord, you know I'm colorblind.
Lord, you know we are colorblind.
So we want Martin Luther King for president. Martin Luther King is the name, a little Negro man with a hell of a brain.
Lord, Lord, oh, what a brain.
He was sent by the Lord from heaven above to integrate the South in peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love.
So we want Martin Luther King for president. Tell the North, I go tell the South.
Martin Luther King.
Oh, join together now and shout.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, spread the story all about.
Martin Luther King.
When can any finish without the doubt?
Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. Thank you.
picture taken? Move! Got a sweet, sweet bag.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. Thanks for joining us today at this radio station. All day long, we've been doing a salute to Black History Month. And today on the Generation Exploitation Podcast, we started off with a song from The Mighty Sparrow, a Trinidad Calypso star still alive and now living in Toronto, Ontario. And we listened to The Mighty Sparrow's track Martin Luther King for President, this off the National Record Company Postdad West Indies LP, Sparrow Sings the Outcast. That's from around 1961 or 62. Fantastic stuff. We're also listening right now to background music from the soundtrack to Sweet Sweetback's badass song, the very famous Melvin Van Peebles action film. We're going to listen to plenty of stuff today, including clips from the Soul to Soul soundtrack. We're going to listen to some 1960s civil rights era folk songs and folk music. Also going to listen to comedy from Red Fox, a guy named Stu Gilliam, Wild Man Steve, Godfrey Cambridge, and all kinds of other stuff.
Take me, I'll catch a train. the police station. That's one thing I want to talk to y'all about. Y'all got some of the terriblest police I ever run into in all my travels. Right. All my travels. But they polite. But they the meanest son of a guns. It's the only town I ever been in where you get a ticket for jaywalking. They told me last week if I get one more ticket, they gonna revoke my fee. Police. Like when I arrived at the airport, there was this young couple in the airport and they wasn't bothering nobody. They was just sitting there hugging and kissing. Now, do you know a policeman came along and locked both them guys up? To be down at the police station when the telephone rang and the desk sergeant reached over and picked up the telephone and said, hello, 33rd precinct, Sergeant McGinnis speaking. Voice on the other end of the phone said, hello, so this police? So this is the old maid's home. A burglar just broke in. Send a riot squad, quick. The sergeant said, riot squad to the old maid's home. Burglar just broke in. All right, who's speaking? And the voice on the other end of the phone said, this is the burglar. Everybody's talking about going to outer space. How about that?
How many here have ever lived in the project? Yeah, well, motherfucker, y'all, I lived in the project. Shit, I had some good times in the project. Shit, you can fuck the chick downstairs. Don't nobody know it. Shit, in the project, you can be gone with your friend's girlfriend. Or your would-be friend's wife. You see? All kind of shit be going on in the project. But in the houses, it's kind of fucked up. You can't do that. Because in the project, you can meet somebody in the hallway. And you know, play drunk and stagger to their room. You know what I'm talking about. Shit. Play your music real loud so the lady can come over there and say, will you kindly turn it down? You dig? And you turn the motherfucker up again. Say, God damn it, why don't you turn it down? Then the motherfucker come back again. You open the door, you stand there buck naked. She said, will you kindly, what's that you playing in there? Get on stage, man, be driving over. We getting ready to start the set. People in here ain't never seen me before until I started singing. So I'd like to say, for those of you who like my saxophone playing, I have records. Older than a motherfucker. You can go home and play them motherfuckers 1,000 times. But I'm into some new shit now, singing. there's a right and a wrong way to sing the motherfucking blues. And this is the wrong way. I just say you have a day. What you do, baby, and on the crying the morning, say, on the morning, day, now, now. That's a motherfucker that's trying to sing the blues. Just hollering, you don't know what the fuck he's saying. The right way is to sing it and sing.
Hey, motherfuckers. Don't you know I'm having a rough time? I ain't got a dime. Standing around the streets with pussy on my mind, looking at every chick with a big ass and calling her fine.
I'm gonna quit talking about pussy. Motherfuck pussy. Motherfucker, can't get it, kiss my ass. Shit, that's right.
Send for me.
Man, go through that again. Talking about send for me. Who wants you? Get off of that. Don't nobody want you.
I'm very sorry, sir. I didn't know I was boring you, but if
born
I...
Born me, but. Boy, that'll be the day.
Boy, you get these... Get these kind of guys in there every night, you know? You know, buddy, I could louse you up, but I think I'm too late.
Don't you call me no louse, you bum.
Say, wait a minute. You don't call me no bum. Now, I have to, you know, I carry a lot of weight around this place.
Oh, you carry a lot of weight, do you?
That's right.
What the heck are you, the porter? You're still a bum.
You call me a bum. You know, I bet you haven't even got sense enough to spell bum.
Now, you're infringing on my integrity.
Oh.
I can spell it.
Yeah.
B-M, bum.
Let's see if you left something out.
Yeah, you.
Say, is that your head or is your neck blowing bubble gum, huh?
Yeah, you're trying to be smart, fella. You're not so smart. I'll tell you what you do. Next time you give your old clothes away, stay in them.
You know, I wish you were a fire plug and I was a dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I wish you were a statue and I was a pigeon.
Guy, he's tight. He's been drinking scotch tape.
Yeah, talking about drinks, they got a drink at the bar named after you. Yeah, called Horse's Neck. Ain't you glad I moved you up?
You know, the stork that brought you ought to be shot for smuggling dope.
Quiet, man. You get us all busted.
Say, listen, I tell you what. Come up here, man.
What do you want me to come up there for?
Well, I mean, you back there running your mouth. Come on up here and take the center of the floor so people can see you, you know?
Well, that's the way you feel about it. It's okay with me. I got an open mind.
That's the trouble. It opened too far and your brain fell out.
Yes, he's playing uniform. I tell you, if you're picket, you can get anything. They done made me a full member. See that? I know they're organized in the area, so I guess that's why they let me join, you know? I tell you, you know, that's one thing about the Klan loves everybody. We have a wrong public image and we're trying to change that. I mean, we like Negro. And we like Jews. We love all of them. Matter of fact, here we have an application here, our application we've been using all along. And any of y'all can join it right here. It says Ku Klux Klan serving America since 1865. We a service organization. It says right here, it says name, last, middle, first.
If your last name is X, you can stop here. We don't want no haters in our organization. Says address, then it says sex. Male, female, other, none. Got to check them communist preverts, you know. Then it says education, if any, excluding kindergarten and first grade. You got to be intelligent, see that? Is there any history of mental derangement in your family? Yes, no, if no, why not? And we don't just take any ragtag in our organization. You got to have qualifications. They don't want to know your previous experience. Circle one, county sheriff, dog trainer, messiah, gas station attendant, preacher, Gestapo agent, and pole washer. Now, we only take in specialists in our organization, so you got to have specialties. It says specialties, arson, ballistics, high explosives, rape, lynching, and other outrages. And it says, indicate your opinions on the following issues. It says, was Barry Goldwater a conscious agent of the international Zionist movement? Should Negro churches be blown up before, after, or during Sunday services? Also, it says, where did young Abe Lincoln go wrong? Should Governor Wallace be the next president of the United States of America? And should there be a United States of America? Now you got to come from reputable people, John Hunt's organization. You got to give references. It says references. Mississippi State Police, American Nazi Party, Daughters of the American Revolution, John Birch Society. Then now it says, this is an easy question, it's an essay question. It said, write if you can. Well, we take dictation too, you know. Say, write if you can in 1,500 words or less why you hate Negroes, Catholics, Jews, Italians, Poles, Czechs, Yugoslavs, Communists, Socialists, left-wingers, right-wingers, the Kennedy family, the Johnson family, and anyone else you may think of. Now, you got, that's a multiple choice question. Charges that we discriminate, we have right down here at the bottom of our application, it says, note well, all applicants will be considered on the basis of individual merit only. Federal law prohibits any discrimination with regard to race, color, or creed.
Is there a tavern in your town?
In your town.
If not, then why not have us down?
Have us down.
You'll never recognize us, there's a smile upon our face. We're changing all our dirty sheets and are cleaning up the place. Yep, since we got a lawyer and a public relations man, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan. Ever since we got that lawyer and that public relations man, of course we did shoot one reporter, but he was just obscene. And you can't call us no filthy names.
What does Anglo-Saxon mean?
Alaman left, Alaman right.
The ladies' auxiliary is meeting tonight.
Cause the Klan's collected so much cash that now, by gum, we're rich white trash.
Now we've heard it said our leadership's not qualified to lead.
Well, I'm telling you that just ain't true. Why, three of them can read.
Take a grand exalted dragon. Now some folks think he's bad. But you should meet his sweet old mother and her brother, who's his dad. Yes, they're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan. And he's gonna run for governor soon as he's out of the can. We're all from final families, the pride of all these hills. Yet seven generations at same illegal stills. Had a little rally the other night, shot uptown in a fury.
Luke's arrested,
Pa's on trial,
and the rest of us are on the jury.
Now we've heard them call us deadbeats, and we'd like to say we're not. We'll all stand on our record,
and that's one thing we've all got.
And we only have that arsenal so that you won't raise no fuss. And if you don't like that, then call the cops, cause chances are they're us. Yes, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan.
But somehow we went from the fire to the frying pan. We never learned to hold a job and we never learned to write. But boy, we sure have learned the ropes, cause we use them every night. Now when Congress calls you, don't get stuck, just start confessing and pass the buck.
The Clock blames the Claxton.
The Claxton blames the Kleagle.
The Kleagle blames a grand imperial eagle.
The eagle blames the wizard.
The wizard blames a dragon.
The dragon takes a blame, but he's just bragging.
Now we're out to show the Congress that we're oh so nice and meek. Why, we never even take the fifth,
cause we drank that all last week.
And you'll never hear us shooting or hanging people high, cause we're learning to respect the law and to have an alibi.
Oh, come, 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 come,
come to the church in the wildwood.
And those dirty lying witnesses, Lord forgive them what they speak. We would go to church and pray for them, except we blew it up last week.
Yes, we're your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux Klan, and we sure do thank that lawyer and that public relations man. So we're sorry that we hung them, but they did have quite a tan. And it sure confused your friendly liberal, misunderstood your friendly neighborhood Klan, who says,
what's wrong with the hood?
Your friendly liberal neighborhood Ku Klux,
grab your Cadillac and head for the hills.
Here's a bulletin from down south. A fella named Mose Johnson was drunk and drove his truck into a Ku Klux Klan parade in Georgia and killed 3 hooded members. He would have been 39 in October.
Ku-ku-ku-Klansman, Ku-ku-ku-Klansman, they're the weirdest ku-ku-ku-kooks we've ever seen. Majestic and mighty, wrapped up in a nighty, like a bunch of ku-ku-ku-kids on Halloween. We're emotionally unsure and we're rather insecure, and some of us can't even read or write. We've got no time for reformists, and we're all of us conformists, so we dress up in our bedsheets every night. For we're the Klan.
Oh, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
And the wizard says he's proud of every man. We'll protect your daughter's honor when a rapist falls upon her, if he's not a fellow member of the Klan.
Oh, we're very energetic, anti-Negro and semantic,
and our view of Roman Catholics is dim.
And we always like to think that Abe Lincoln was a fake.
Why, sir, I wouldn't let my sister marry him.
For we're the Klan.
Oh, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
And we've something to appeal to every man. If your outlook is perverted, you don't need to be converted. We've got room for lots of misfits in the Klan. We would like to state emphatically we're very democratic, and racially we never raise a fuss. Though you're black or brown or yellow, you may still be quite a fellow,
just as long as you don't want to eat with us.
For we're the Klan.
Oh, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
And we live for the equality of man. And if someone says we're lying, we'll respectfully decline, for we love the Fifth Amendment in the Klan. If someone should suggest that our leader's not the best, and they wonder where the members' money went, they should realize it's a shame, casting slurs upon his name, for he's got receipts for almost all he spent. For we're the Klan.
Oh, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
Yes, we're the Klan.
And we're upright, straight, and honest to a man. And when idle tongues keep wagging that we've got a dirty dragon, it makes people think we're crooked in the Klan. Used up all the bed sheets in our Alabama home, and we're all hoods together in the Klan.
Each of those explosions was a tear gas shell.
Have all say!
And suddenly directly in front of the barricade, fires have started. They've overturned a car and set it alight. The police are moving up, and they're sending up first a great water cannon with the hoses spraying water at the fires and at the students. And I'm getting back out of this into one of the side streets.
For the upper class, whites and blacks.
Right.
It's a democracy for the privileged.
Uncle Tom,
it's
Uncle Tom.
It's a democracy for the Uncle Toms and the Aunt Jemima.
Talk to you.
You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Right there, we're listening to a track off an LP that I've played on the show before called The Sound of Descent on Mercury Records, approximately 1968. Just a mishmash of music and audio clips from the news of the day, The Sound of Descent. Before that, we heard Kukkuka Klansmen by the Canadian satirical folk quartet The Brothers-in-Law off the Brothers-in-Law Strike Again on ARC Records from 1963, and The Brothers-in-Law go down in history as the highest-selling Canadian comedy record recording artists in the history of the world. They were called The Brothers-in-Law because all four were former police officers turned folk singers. Before the song Kukkuka Klansmen, we heard a track from Red Fox and a joke about the Klan being run over by a vehicle off his Duto LP, Funny Stuff, from 1963.
Walk down Martin Luther Avenue.
Before that, we heard another folk song about the Klan called Your Friendly Liberal Neighborhood Ku Klux Klan by the Mitchell Trio on their Mercury LP, Violets of Dawn. Before that, we heard Godfrey Cambridge, one of the greatest black stand-up comics ever. He was super popular throughout the 1960s and 70s, and he recorded a number of records for the Epic label. And he was a regular headliner at the Aladdin Hotel in Vegas, and they, of course, recorded a record that was live at the Aladdin Hotel in Vegas. Cambridge had many movie roles in things like The President's Analyst with James Coburn and Beware the Blob, directed by Larry Hagman, and Cotton Comes to Harlem, and several others. And that track was off his LP, Godfrey Cambridge, Toys with the World. Before that, we heard an interesting oddity. The African-American comedy team of Don Bexley and Dave Turner off an LP titled Laugh of the Party on Duto Records, again, Red Fox's label, and the track we heard was called The Heckler. And this comedy LP was released in 1957, and Red Fox put out almost 100 albums on the Duto label, which in the 1950s was a very good doo-wop, R&B, gospel, and comedy record label. I would imagine it was around this era that Red Fox got to know Don Bexley, because Bexley went on to play Bubba Bexley on the sitcom Sanford and Son with Red Fox, of course. So that is off of Laugh of the Party on Duto Records. Don Bexley, Dave Turner. Before that, we heard an LP titled Eddie Harris, The Reason I'm Talking Shit. And that LP, the only album that Eddie Harris ever put out that wasn't great jazz music or funk music. Instead, it was his attempt at stand-up comedy, released on Atlantic in 1975, quite profane. Not particularly successful, this album. Apparently, it more or less killed his career, or at least his record sales, as I guess a lot of white audiences who dug his music weren't ready to hear what he had to say. Before that, it was Stu Gilliam at the Basin Street West, this LP starting off the set. Don't know much about Stu Gilliam other than he released three records on the adults-only label Fax Records. Also home to people like Bert Henry and a lot of other no-name dirty comics.
Don't call me nigga. Don't call me white.
Don't call me Wally.
I went to see Logan's Run, right? They had a movie of the future called Logan's Run. Ain't no niggas in it. I said, well, white folks ain't planning for us to be here. That's why we gotta make movies. And we be in the future. But we gotta make some movies, some really hip movies, because pimps, we done made enough movies about pimps because white folks already know about pimping. Because we the biggest hoes they got. I'd like to introduce a lady just finished doing Angela Davis.
Wilson, you've done just fine on the Rorschach. Your papers are in good order. The file's fine. No difficulty with your motor skills. And I think you're probably pretty ready for this job. We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few words. Anything that comes to your mind, just throw it back at me, okay? Just kind of an arbitrary thing. Like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Tree. Fast.
Slow.
Rain.
Snow.
White.
Black.
Bean.
Pod.
Negro.
White.
Tar baby.
What'd you say?
Tar baby.
Redneck.
Jungle bunny.
Peck of wood.
Burrhead.
Cracker.
Spear chucker.
White trash.
Jungle bunny.
Hunker.
Spade.
Hunky hunker.
Nigger.
Dead hunky.
But
The two events of 1964, which had the most impact on the decade, occurred far from any convention hall. First, an incident on East 76th Street in New York, the slaying of Jimmy Powell.
The superintendent was watering down a sidewalk, and these three boys, who apparently were going into the 10 a.m. session in summer school, some of the water inadvertently sprayed over one or two, I'm not sure, but they resented and they went after the superintendent.
They start spraying water on this man. I don't know what story it came from, but he started spraying the stoop. But he wasn't spraying on the stoop. He started spraying on the kid that was sitting on the stoop waiting to get in that second section. So he came over there and he said, I'm gonna wash the black off y'all. And the kids started getting the man, you know, and they started grabbing around, and they started to get bottles. So they started throwing at the man's feet. Then he went and said, call the cops.
Meanwhile, the lieutenant who had been in the TV store came out. He identified himself by showing a shield. This deceased resented the fact and told him off in no uncertain terms and then came after him with a knife. The lieutenant backed away and then drew his revolver. He still kept coming. The lieutenant was compelled to fire his revolver several times.
The slaying of Jimmy Powell by an off-duty white policeman set off the Harlem riots and then spread to other ghettos.
Well, do you think these riots are accomplishing anything?
Some, they are. They're bringing people closer together.
My wife says to me the other day, said, "Wow, man, I heard that you're going back to Boston, Massachusetts." I said, "Yes, we're going to be doing a week up there at a wonderful club." She said, "Oh, wow, man, don't you remember about 20 years ago we got married in Boston and we had our honeymoon in Boston? Why don't we have a second honeymoon?" I said, "Well," she said, "Steve, listen to this. Wow, man, let's go back to Boston, check in that same hotel, get that same room, sleep in the same bed, make the same sort of love that we did 15 years ago. Let's have a second honeymoon. Wow, man." I said, "Yes, we'll do that, darling, under one condition." She said, "What is that?" I said, "We'll go back to Boston. We'll check in that same hotel. We'll get that same room. We'll sleep in that same bed. We'll make the same sort of love. But only this time, darling, I'm gonna jump out the bed and grab the post and holler, 'It's too big! It's too big! It's too big!'" Tell her she's big down there all the time, all the time. I tell her, "You damn right you're big down there." She gets so angry at me. "Tell her, what you mean I'm big?" I said, "If you think you're not big down there, why don't you go to the doctor to be examined?" She did. She went to the doctor and she said, "Doctor, if I'm big down there, now you just go on and tell me. I'm tired of my husband. Every time I turn around, he's talking about I'm big down there. I'm big down there. If I'm big down there, doctor, just go on and tell me." The doctor said, "All right, take off your clothes." The doctor got his horoscope or his periscope. I don't know what they use to look up there, but He looked up there. She said, "Now, doctor, if I'm big down there, you just come on and tell me." The doctor looked up there and he said, "It sure is big. It sure is big." She said, "You didn't have to say it twice." The doctor said, "I didn't." You and I know that this country's too wonderful, that you're not going back to Europe and I'm not going back to Africa. Just like salt and pepper, we always blend well together. We told a lot of sex stories that might have offended some people in the audience, and race stories that might have offended some, and we talked about the South. So ladies and gentlemen, let me kind of clear myself. If I said anything in this particular album that offended anyone, regardless of race, color, creed, or religion, just remember this, ladies and gentlemen, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Salt and pepper popper with a sugar-coated line. He said, "Let's get some coffee," and he took me out to dine. And when the meal was over, he asked me for a kiss, but I wasn't in the mood, so I just answered this. I told him, "Not now, John, not now."
"Why, why?"
"No, no, no, not now, John.
Now's the
not
time.
Now, no.
Now.
Oh, be careful. Now, there's the waiter.
We won't talk about it a little later. Yeah, not now, John.
Why?
Not now.
Now.
No, you took me that dance hall. You knew that music had its charms. Everything looked real rosy, didn't it? When you had me in your arms. Yeah, but when you tried to squeeze me. I told you not to lose your head.
Watch it.
But this is not the proper place. And furthermore, I said I told you then. Not now, John.
When?
Not now.
Why?
No, John. Not now, John.
Now's the time.
Not now.
Now's the
oh,
time.
Oh, stop acting like an old vulture. Man, ain't you got no culture?
Kid?
No. Well, John, I'm telling you, not now. Can't happen.
No, why?
You took me home by taxi. I live miles away from town.
Should have walked.
Well, I wasn't trying to fool around. When you took me from that taxi and when you walked me up to my gate, you wanted to ask a question, didn't you? I told you then, it's getting too late. I told you, not now, John.
It's never too late.
Not now.
Why?
John, not now. The time ain't right. Not now.
Why?
Oh, stop acting like an eager beaver. Man, control your fever. Good night, John.
Come back
here. Good night.
Come back.
Good night, John.
Come back.
Good night. What for?
Come back, little Sheba.
No, good night, John.
Come back here.
No, oh, so frightened. John.
Come back here.
Good night.
Right now.
John.
Right now.
Winding down now on the Generation Exploitation podcast, that was Pearl Bailey, Not Now John, off the Roulette Records LP, The Risque World of Pearl Bailey. Before that, Wild Man Steve, off his LP, My Man Wild Man. This trashy piece of adults-only comedy on Raw Records has been played on this podcast before. Before that, we heard On the Street interviews from a riot in Harlem, courtesy a vinyl collection called I Can Hear It Now, narrated by Walter Cronkite. That LP has a Radio CJRT stamp on it. So, if you're listening, Radio CJRT, and you want your Walter Cronkite record back, it's right here at CITR. Before that, we heard Sly and the Family Stone, their legendary funk song about race relations. And within the song, we heard from Richard Pryor giving the black perspective on the sci-fi film Logan's Run, and then his classic word association sketch with Chevy Chase off the 1975 episode of Saturday Night Live that Richard Pryor hosted, but I took this cut off the 1976 Saturday Night Live LP. That's it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. See you later.
Develop an undying love as is personified in Brother Huey P. Newton. If we do not do that, we will be wiped out. Our slogan will become, first, our people, then, and only then, me and you as individuals. Our people first. Our people first. The concept of a black man is one who recognizes his cultural, his historical, and the roots of his great ancestors who were the greatest warriors on the face of this earth. Africans. 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 Many of our people's minds have been whitewashed. If a Negro comes up to you and you turn your back on him, he's got to run to the honky. We're going to take time and patience with our people because they're ours. They're ours. All of the Uncle Toms, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk. And when they slap, we're going to bow. And when they slap, we're going to bow. And we're going to try to bring them home. And if they don't come home, we're going to off them. That's all. We have to recognize who our major enemy is. The major enemy is not your brother, flesh of your flesh, and blood of your blood. The major enemy is the honky and his institutions of racism. That's the major enemy. That is the major enemy. A lot of people in the bourgeoisie tell me they don't like Rap Brown when he says I'm going to burn the country down. But every time Rap Brown says I'm going to burn the country down, they get a poverty program. They get a poverty program. A lot of people say to me, we don't like the Black Panthers for self-defense walking around with guns. I tell you now, if the hunkies in San Francisco take off the fighters who happen to represent the Black Panthers for self-defense, ain't nobody in this community prepared to fight right now. Everybody gets off. And that's what we have to understand today. So that everything goes out the window, we talk about survival. That's all. They can cut all that junk about poverty program, education, housing, welfare. We talking about survival, and brothers and sisters, we gonna survive America. We gonna survive America. Victory to the conservatives. Our Black United Front is what we're about. Our Black United Front is what we're about.
Bad self, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud. Some say it's malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. Say we can't quit moving. We get what we deserve. I've been mute. Nah, scorned. Talk about baby. Shoot your bone. Just as sure as it takes you eyes to make a pair. We can't give up the ship till we get our share. Say it loud. Let me hear it. Say it loud. Say it loud. Someone else.
White people continue to rip off black artists. They continue to steal their material, their styles. Cultural rape and no geographical boundaries on white hate and bizarre, scarcely concealed attempts to eliminate black generators of sun heat feeling. Thing to see demon fangs curling out from under squeezed tight too thin lips and leaping at jugular veins and burning black throats that either blow or sing or cry or scream. Ain't no new thing to see the bubbling envy flashing from the depths of soulless eyes as still another link with God is created. We used to having white people try to rob us. Why don't they try stealing some of this poverty? Ain't no new thing. Anything they can't understand, they try to destroy. Anything they can't understand, they try to control. In 1896, black men picked up brass instruments and began to evoke and conjure, entice and struggle with black spirits, rhythmic spirits of blues, work songs, gospel songs, freedom songs, and songs of love of Mother Night. Screaming rhythm, juju, rhythm, voodoo, rhythm, black magic that calls back to lost worlds and lost lifestyles, calling back to lost peace and peace of mind, calling back to Genesis, calling back to the drum, calling back to the drum, calling back to the first song chant, song chant, song chant that original man created. In 1896, this new spasm was called ass, but the ass would not be kicked. So it was copied in an attempt to control it, and then it was called jazz. We used to having black innovators copied and sent back to us. What about the Osmond Brothers? What about Elvis Presley? What about Tom Jones? We used to having people try to rob us. It ain't no new thing. They used the media to project their jazz idols. Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey and Harry James and Benny Goodman, and I suppose someday Lawrence Welk will join that elite group. And then there was sweet Bessie Smith laying on the blood-soaked backseat of that broken-down jalopy with a tattered quilt wrapped around her shoulders, waiting for someone to come to her aid on a rainy Mississippi night, while a white hospital will not accept her right across the street. Ain't no new thing. Fats Navarro screaming through tormenting dreams, frustration ripping at his mind and bowels. Over 100 pounds melted from his frame as he battled that white powder mountain. Ain't no new thing. Cultural rape and no geographical boundaries on white hate hide black musicians away in funky, smoke-filled nightclubs. The chitlin' circuit saturate their worlds with two-bit punks, washed-out, baggy-faced white whores, weasel-faced, yellow-skinned junkies, and cutthroat white managers, producers, agents, owners, and on and on and on. We used to having white people try to rob us. Ain't no new thing. We have dug his game. Charlie Parker will live on. John Coltrane will live on. Eric Dolphy will live on. Billie Holiday will live on. Jimi Hendrix and Clifford Brown and Lee Morgan will live on in the sunshine of their accomplishments, the glory of the dimensions that they added to our lives. We declare war on Eric Burdon. We discredit the talents of Janis Joplin and Rare Earth. We urge that the next blue-eyed soul whole group includes Melvin Laird, Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, and Spearhead Agnew, and be called As the Stomach Turns. We urge that the album John Wayne Sings the Blues be released. Release the album J. Edgar Hoover Sings James Brown. Release the album Wallace and Maddox Sing Sam and Dave. Why not? We hear Tony the Tiger sing, Right on, Tiger. We heard Nixon talking about power to the people. It ain't no new thing. 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 America is always the same old shit.